When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Morris. You can follow me on Twitter at jmorrismcm, mcmiracles.com, at TitansMCM on Twitter. All right, so come to you after a Titans win for the first time in 2022. So it wasn't necessarily pretty. They were really good in the first half. The offense was, at least. Then they stalled out in the second half, weren't able to get anything going in the second half. You know, more of a Todd Downing issue, it feels like. I don't know. Hard to say. But I know that they have scored on their first three drives, the first drive of the game in all three games. And they've come out and they've looked really good. And then after that, now today, they were good the second drive, scored a touchdown the second drive. Again, scored 24 points in the first half. Like, that's awesome, you know. And this offense was clicking, looked like, you know, the potential that it has to look. Ryan Tannehill was good in the first half, efficient, you know, kind of the Tannehill of old that we would see. Derrick Henry was running hard. They used Derrick Henry a lot in the passing game. Derrick Henry had three catches, I think, on the first two drives, ends up with five catches for 58 yards. But Robert Woods was out there. Four catches for 85 yards. Treylon Burks only ended with one for 13. Almost scored a touchdown. Had another one that was kind of a killer that he probably should have caught. But it wasn't a great throw, but he jumped. The ball was kind of behind him and just couldn't bring it in. So, you know, I think we've seen some flashes of good things from him, but he still has some work to do, some development to get his game all the way there. But coming along just fine. But Derrick Henry looked like Derrick Henry in this game. Was running hard, was making guys miss. There's still a lot of traffic in the backfield when he gets the ball. But, you know, I said at one point on Twitter that it's amazing how good a running back can look when he doesn't have to juke a guy as soon as he gets the ball. So we saw a little bit of that today. The offensive line's still a little bit of a problem. That showed up in the second half a little bit. But, I mean, I would say for the most part, they were good today. They were serviceable. That Raiders front, I mean, they've got some good players. They've got Max Crosby. They've got Chandler Jones. So it's not like they're nobody. I think their defense overall is not very good. But the offense looked like, you know, that's something to work with today. So you leave that feeling a little bit better than you have the last couple of weeks. And it was good to see them answer after, you know, how bad they looked on Monday night against the Bills. So that was good. The defense is going to be a problem. Until they get Bud Dupree back, they cannot generate pressure. It honestly looked a little bit like that 2020 defense, where quarterbacks just had all day long to throw. And I mean, listen, you know, Derek Carr was 26 of 44. Darren Waller honestly left a couple of plays out there. There was one long pass down the field that he looked like maybe he should have ran through, and he just didn't catch it. There was another ball that hit him in the hands in the end zone, and it ended up tipping off of his hands, and Kevin Byard picked it off. So, I mean, left some stuff out there on the field. But, listen, it took Derek Carr 44 attempts to throw for 303 yards. So, I mean, that's not terrible. But it just – I mean, there was no pressure. There was no pressure all day long. And then you got Mac Hollins, who I had honestly never heard of before this game. Mac Hollins gets 10 targets in this game, goes 8 catches, 158 yards, and a touchdown. Out there just mossing people in the end zone. I mean, that part of the game was a little bit rough. And but again, like I just, when you don't have a defensive front that can get pressure, you're gonna have receivers out there racking up big yards. I mean, there's just no way to avoid it. I thought the interesting story here was Devontae Adams only has 5 catches on 10 targets, 36 yards and a touchdown. There was another play actually in the end zone on that first drive where it looked like Derek Carr was trying to throw to Devontae Adams. Darren Waller tried to catch it, wasn't able to get it, ended in a field goal. But I really thought that, you know, that could have been a touchdown if that ball goes through to Devontae Adams. The secondary is not very good. But I mean, that's not, honestly, it's hard to say how good the secondary is when there's not a lot of pressure on the quarterback. When they've got all day to sit back there and throw, it just makes it tough. The thing that was probably the most interesting piece of this was that you had Terrence Mitchell out there playing over Caleb Farley. And listen, I don't know. I mean, I got some pushback from a guy on Twitter about Caleb Farley and about Mike Vrabel not giving him a chance and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I watched Caleb Farley in the game against the Bills. Watched him let a guy run by him, watched him let a guy go when he was supposed to go with him. That resulted in a Stephon Diggs touchdown. I mean, so he did some bad things. But, I mean, the guy came back and said, well, look at these guys that are out here. And, I mean, he's not wrong there, right? I mean, it feels like that maybe you should at least with your first-round pick who has physical skills, is big, long, can press, that kind of stuff. It seems like maybe you should give him some run and just kind of see what he does instead of running Terrence Mitchell out there. So, I mean, I'll concede a little bit on that, that I think that probably does make sense. But they're going to figure some stuff out. I mean, Christian Fulton was – he got hurt a couple times in the game. He hasn't been able to stay healthy since he's been here. And he's their best corner. But he looks bad at times too. But, again, like Amani Hooker looked bad a couple times in this game. It's just when the – pass rush isn't getting there. It's hard. It's hard for defensive backs to look good. I mean, I just go back to Michael Griffin. Michael Griffin looked like the best safety in the world when Albert Haynesworth and Kyle VandenBosch were rushing the passer, and then he didn't look so great once those guys left. So, it's hard. It's hard to cover guys in the NFL. It's hard to stick with those guys, and if there's not that clock saying, okay, I've only got to cover for this long, and then they're going to get there. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. They're going to have to come up with a way to generate pressure. Now, that was what we said all year in 2020, and they never figured it out. And they never got any better. And now that Harold Leonard's gone, Bud Dupree didn't practice all week. I don't know what his status is going to be for the Colts game on Sunday. But if they don't have him out there, it's rough, man. I mean, it's rough for the ability to get pressure. That's the biggest thing. So we'll have to see if they can make any strides there. And again, hopefully Dupree will be ready to go. But another guy that's just – he hasn't been healthy since he's been here. And we knew when he came in, coming off the ACL, that it was going to be tough. And, he did seem to come on at the end of the year last year, but then, got banged up in Buffalo. So we'll just have to see what his status is this week. And back to Caleb Farley, I mean, maybe that's part of the deal with him. He's coming off the ACL, and maybe he doesn't trust it fully yet. I mean, we saw that a little bit with LaJuan when he first came back from the ACL, and it took him a few weeks to really get ready and trust it again. Things that LaJuan's done for the year, probably done as a Titan. It's funny the range of things that you see about LaJuan on Twitter, because I've seen everything from, he was never good, to they should put him in the Ring of Honor. And I think we probably should fall somewhere in the middle there. I don't know what he really did to qualify as a Ring of Honor type of guy. But he was a really good player for this team for quite a few years. And, I think some people didn't like him because of the whole busting with the boys thing. They didn't like his personality or, the PED thing. I mean, there's a few things there. And, I mean, he had some things in college, whatever. But, at the end of the day, he was a really good player for this franchise. I mean, listen, you want to go back through first-round picks, and obviously he wasn't a John Robinson pick, but, if you go through first-round picks in the last 10, 15 years, he's at the top of that list for what he did for this franchise. So, you won't see me being happy that he's no longer a part of this team, because they need him, and we've seen that since he's gone out. the bigger story today, honestly, was what the division did. You know, I've been saying all along that there was nothing to worry about because the division's terrible and, you know, it's only going to take 8 or 9 wins to win the division. Well, the Colts beat the Chiefs at home and the Jaguars go to the Chargers and win. So now, you know, where I thought we could be having a conversation about the Titans being, you know, at least having a share of first place in the division after today, because I just figured, you know, the Texans, whatever. But the Jaguars and I figured the Jaguars and the Chiefs, I mean, and the Colts both lose, but they both win. And so now, you know, things get a little bit more interesting as far as that's concerned. And again, I still think that overall, the division's not going to be good, but at least for today, they were there. And I think probably, I don't think the Colts are any good. The Chiefs have these games every now and then. I think the Jaguars are probably the team that we need to be paying more attention to than we are. I think maybe they're actually kind of good. And so that's going to be something to watch. But I mean, listen, they went to Los Angeles and hung 38 on the Chargers. So this is not Urban Meyer's Jaguars. So it could be a team that the Titans are going to have to be ready to play. But listen, it starts next week, right? We talked about this next stretch coming up where you have the Colts and the Commanders and the Colts. I mean, they need to win. They needed to come out of that stretch, this next stretch, where you go Colts, Commanders, Colts. You need to come out of that at 4-3, and they got to win today, right? So, I mean, that gives them at least a little bit of a game in hand, so to speak. I mean, yeah, it'd be really nice if we were talking about a 2-1 team, whenever the Giants in Week 1, where it feels like they really could have done that. But anyway, yeah, the next stretch is Colts, Commanders, Colts, Texans. And I said that, you know, to be in at least an okay spot, they need to come out of that at 4-3. So now you're 1-2. So now you can drop one of those games. But, I mean, I think the Commanders are terrible. They should win that game. If you split the Colts, beat the Texans, I think you're in an okay spot. So this next one will be the one, you know, going to Indianapolis, that'll be the one they need to really lock in for, and hopefully they can get that one. But, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, it just seems like the division maybe is going to be a little bit better. Maybe it's going to take 10 or 11 wins to win the division. So the Titans are going to have to find 10 or 11 wins. And, you know, with what we've seen so far, it's hard to go through, you know, and say win, loss, and get there. But we know how much things change in the course of an NFL season. So I think that we will we'll just watch and see how it goes. But the biggest thing is they got to figure out the offensive line. They got to get that going, and they got to figure out a pass rush. And if they can do those two things, and the pass rush doesn't have to be great. It just has to be, you know, something that can get there every now and then. So that's what if they can get to that point, and I think they can with Bud Dupree. Rashad Weaver had a sack today. I mean, he's been really good. So I think if you put Dupree opposite him, you've got enough that they can be okay. And so we'll watch and see how it plays out. That'll do it for today. We'll be back at you at some point on either Monday night or Tuesday morning, recapping what Vrabel says, getting you ready for the Colts next week. Like I said, a big division game there. So between now and then, MediaSeerMiracles.com is where you check everything out. Follow me on Twitter at JMorrisMCM, at TitansMCM on Twitter. So I'm Jimmy Morris. Say thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later this week.